And while she was visiting, a young doctor who had a drugstore in Fayetteville, he had come there from, he had moved there from Sonoy, and his wife had died, leaving him with a son, and so he fell in love with Aunt Mary and persuaded her to marry him and mother his son, and they moved down to a house on the other side of the Frank Blaylocks, which later became the Stahl home. They moved down there, and their first child, like Mama's first child, died. I haven't told about Mama's first child dying. Maud was this beautiful baby that Sally and Barry brought to Fayetteville. But being young parents and not knowing too much about feeding children, they let her eat something that gave her cholera infantum, which was a deadly infant disease, and she died. And my mother was pregnant with me, and of course that had, I think, some effect on me. When I was born in September, I was a crybaby, and I was also fortunate enough to be the pet of all the boarders that Mama had. I didn't, as well as Auntie, when the young engineers got the railroad built and were trying out an engine, they invited Auntie to come down and ride on the engine, and she was having to tend to me, so she carried me, and so I got to sit on the shelf and ring the bell on the engine, trying out the railroad, the little part of it that had been built, you know, through Fayetteville. That was one of my first memories. I don't really know whether I remember it or not, but whether it's been told so much, many times.
Do you know how old you were?
Well, I was about 3 years old, maybe, between 2 and 3, you know, about like that. Might have been younger than that, I don't know. But anyway, you see, that was before Auntie Mary. That was while these young men were there, and she was looking at me. A busy time. And then my sister, 2 years, less than 2 years after my birth, my sister Cliff was born, and she was a very delicate baby. She was a brunette. Papa was a blonde, and Mama was a brunette. And the first child was a brunette, and the second one was a blonde all the way down. Every other one was a blonde and brunette.
Oh.
So Cliff was a beautiful brunette like Mama, and a very delicate child. It needed a lot of attention, and I had to get my attention from somebody else besides my family. I mean, I did. They gave it to me. Hey, I get it. Just push it. Are you comfortable there? There's two cushions, and get in that chair. I'll come over closer. Change positions.
Okay.